And good evening, Laguna Beach. Yes, indeed, it's 5 p.m. and you are at the KX Takeover. That's what you're listening to. I am your fill-in host, Billy Freed, here tonight with my good friend Scott Sanchez, Firebrand Media, CTO, publisher of Laguna's own multimedia conglomerate. Good evening, Scott.
How you doing, Billy?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great.
And what brings you into the studio today?
You know what? Tyler reached out to me to try to come and help out the station, take over, bring in some of my crummy music, some of my stories about my hobbies, and see if I can help raise some funds for what we think is a great cause and a great media outlet for our town.
It's kind of your sister. These are the two conglomerates, the two media presence, local media companies in town, KX93.5, of course, for radio, and Firebrand Media. Tell us about all the publications you guys produce.
Oh, my gosh. I think we're at 17 now. But locally, Laguna Beach Independent, Laguna Beach Magazine. Some of you, if you live in town, I guess if you hear this, you do. We just launched Pacific Coast Magazine. It's a new lifestyle magazine that's reaching from Huntington down to San Clemente. So that's been pretty exciting.
And you got an industry veteran to be your editor-in-chief?
We do. We added Justine Amadeo to come and join the team, which is super exciting.
Yep. She's had a big background in magazine publishing, worked for Freedom OC, right?
Yes.
OC Register.
Part of the Coast.
Yep. So that's a coup, and what's the goal with this? You know, now, aren't you cannibalizing yourself with all the advertising you get on Laguna Beach Magazine?
Possibly, but we feel like each product kind of touches a different group, and mm-hmm. so that we can kind of go after different advertiser bases and different audiences to entertain.
Well, I think it's fantastic that a little town like Laguna Beach has a beautiful monthly glossy magazine, as well as a weekly newspaper focused on local issues, as well as a local nonprofit radio station.
Yeah, it's very cool.
That only exists because of the largesse and donations of its listeners.
We need all of all you folks to come and chip in and help us keep this going.
Unlike you guys, Scott, who get to raise income or generate income from paid advertisers, these guys have to fundraise all the time.
Yeah.
And as a publisher, as a guy who is always chasing dollars, that's not an enviable task these guys have here, is it?
It's tough. You know, I mean, everybody's got a finite amount of money that they can afford to chip in, whether it's marketing or to philanthropic endeavors.
Yep.
So I think every little bit helps. And
so how does KX Takeover work tonight? We're looking for friends of Scott's and listeners of this station to get excited right now in this hour and listen to some of your homegrown music and learn a little bit about you and support the radio station.
Yeah, I thought, you know, nobody wants to listen to me talk about advertising for an hour. So a buddy of mine and I, actually my high school best friend, his name is Mike Morrell. We started doing competitive barbecue about almost, I guess it was a year ago about today. And we've been on a professional circuit in California, and I thought talking about barbecue might be more fun than talking about advertising.
What the heck is a professional barbecue circuit?
Well, let me put... Sorry, something's flashing.
We got a caller. Hold on. Let's see who that is. Hello, you're talking to KX. Who is this?
Cindy Byrne.
I've heard that name.
You do know that name. Is this Tyler?
This is actually Scott Sanchez.
Scott.
But are you looking for Tyler?
Yeah, we have Tyler.
No, I'm looking for you. I want to make a donation.
Yay!
Oh, we love you.
Awesome.
I hear you talking on the radio. Why are you talking to me and I hear you on the radio at the same time? How does that work?
That's the magic of radio. That means you're on the radio too, but don't listen to the radio because there might be a slight delay and that could confuse you.
Okay, I'm going to be... I hear it right now. I hear it.
So, Cindy, you want to give a donation? Why is that?
Of course I want to give a donation because I love this radio station. We're so lucky to be Laguna Beach, this little community, and have a radio station of this caliber. It's amazing. So,
thank
of course,
you.
I'm going to support it. And then, of course, Scott's my boss. So
I made her.
Oh, is this coming out of the company coffers?
No, are you kidding?
There's nothing. That reservoir is dry.
No, that's totally dry. I don't think I've got an expense check in, 3 months.
Okay, that's a discussion you and Scott need to have off the air.
I'm happy to donate. I've been a charter member, and so, Scott, I'll make a $50 donation if I can take Thursday and Friday of this week as vacation day.
Of course you can.
Will you do it?
Oh, yeah. Whatever you need.
Oh, okay. It's a deal.
If you want to donate $200, you could take off the next two Thursday and Fridays.
Wow.
How's that?
Wait
a second. So you're valuing Cindy at $50 a day? Cindy, that's a heck of a deal.
I was just trying to up
that. That is a heck of a deal.
Yeah.
Thank you. How about a $100 donation, and I'll just take Thursday and Friday, and I'll be happy.
You're the best.
What do you think?
You are the best.
Right.
You hear that, fellow employers out there? If you really want to motivate your employees to donate to KX, give them some tays off, would you? Cindy, thank you so much for calling.
Hey, Cindy, thank you.
I assume we know how to get a hold of you.
Can I request a song?
We can try. Scott's got a whole list of. But tell us what you want to hear. Maybe it's the same thing as Scott.
Spin Doctors, Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
That's a good one.
Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. Okay. We're not going to play that this second, but if we can go into the archives and find it, we will play it. Cindy, thank you so much for your $100 donation to KX93.5.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Cindy.
I look forward to listening to the good barbecue tip. Half hour.
All right. We're coming right up. Scott, fantastic. Why don't we go to some music first, and then we'll come back and talk barbecue. But, man, you hit it out of the park already. You got your first donation.
All right. I might retire.
Perfect. So just to familiarize the listeners, we asked you to pick some of your favorite songs, and we opened the show with Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl, and then I inadvertently hit the wrong button, and we went to Blink-182, All the Small Things. Any stories behind why these songs are meaningful to you?
You know what? Brown Eyed Girl is just a classic. Every time I hear it, I smile, so you can't go wrong there. Blink, the song's just great, so I love it. And I think it just reminds me of every time I was in a bar somewhere in Mexico.
Yeah. So your real sphere of influence musically is maybe the 80s? Is that
Yeah, that's probably pretty safe.
Okay, and so it's like a bridge of, looks like we're going to get into some sort of punk and hard rock. You've got Teed Up here. You've got Beastie Boys, Sublime, Rod Stewart, America, Coldplay, Alice in Chains. Pretty eclectic, KC and the Sunshine. But the next up is going to be the Beastie Boys.
There we go.
Sabotage.
Yeah.
KX93.5. Here we go.
I'm not afraid to die.
Oh, yeah. Beastie Boys. Scott, that's kind of headbanging music. Makes me think of, were you a mosher at one time?
I had a little moment there.
Okay.
Like to bounce around the mosh pit.
Yeah, man. That seemed like some heavy headbanging music. So, Scott Sanchez, we're here for KX93.5 takeover of the hour by a guy in print media primarily doing radio. Scott, but you have this little focus, this little thing that you do called Professional Barbecue, and what exactly do you do on that tour?
Okay, well, probably the easiest way, if any of you've watched that show, Barbecue Pitmasters, that is what we do. So that it's sometimes a smaller scale than probably what you see, but there's a competitive series that runs nationally, actually internationally, run by an organization called KCBS, Kansas City Barbecue Society. And then within California, we compete under another group called the California Barbecue Association, CBBQA.
So this is with your buddy whose shoes I'm filling today. You guys go around and actually have barbecue competitions. Does that include making the marinade and all of that?
Yeah, so typically all these contests are the same as far as what you cook and when you turn the food in. So a standard competition, you're always making chicken, ribs, pork, and brisket. Everybody shows up the same way in the sense that you can't do any preparation to the food except for trim it. And then your food's inspected, and then it's game on. You've got all the time.
You bring all the marinades with you.
Yeah, if you've got injections, rubs, whatever your secret sauce is, mm-hmm. you add that to the, you do that during the Friday evening prep.
Hold on 1 second. We have another caller. Hello, you're on the air.
I am.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Dan Hofe out in Indiana.
From Indiana?
Cousin Dan.
I am a cousin-in-law of Scott. And
fantastic.
A fellow barbecuer.
Fellow barbecuer and a Hoosier.
And a Hoosier. I've got you on my TuneIn radio app, and by the power of social media, Scott had suggested calling in and checking out the show.
All
so
right.
I thought I would do my duty for the Laguna area and make a donation via PayPal.
Fabulous.
Yeah, you're awesome, Dan. I owe you some extra brisket.
Yeah, well, he will take you up on that because, you know, he's a master barbecuer and he's got product to give away tonight, too.
Yeah,
we swap ideas and recipes here and there, so that's great.
Awesome. Well, Dan, anything else you want to mention?
Oh, I was going to mention we are actually donating my barbecue team. Name is Rad Fondo Barbecue, and Mike and I are donating some barbecue to folks that donate for the show. So we've got one whole brisket, a couple pork shoulders, and a couple racks of ribs to some lucky folks that help support the station. We'll make sure that we feed you.
But does the provision that they always have on sweepstakes that no family members are allowed to enter, pertain to Dan?
There might be a travel issue, but I could feed Dan when he comes to town. So there is that in.
Yeah. Keep it local.
Dan, so, where in Indiana are you?
Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne.
Northeast corner.
Yeah, how's the weather there today? You getting any storms?
Oh, well, I shoveled about 10 inches a couple days ago, and Thursday's high is 5 and a low of 10 below. So
we've had a cold snap here. It actually went into the 60s.
I bet. Yeah, long sleeve wetsuits and everything.
Exactly. It's been rough.
So does that mean the golf clubs are put away, Dan?
They are officially cleaned, yes. I played last about a week before Thanksgiving, and I'm done. So probably, hopefully, mid-March.
He's replaced it with shovels.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Well, Dan, great to talk to you. Thank you very much for your donation. Can we tell people on the air how much you're going to pledge tonight?
I was pledging $50.
That's beautiful.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
So,
and if you'll hold on 1 second, I'll get your contact information. We won't announce it on the air. So
okay.
Hold on 1 second.
Thanks, Dan.
And Scott, let's pick a little song here. We'll come back to barbecue and raising money. But you got Rod Stewart, Maggie May queued up. Any particular moment in your life? Was this a...
You know what? I would say my dad was a huge Rod Stewart guy.
Oh, wow.
Or is, I should say. And I don't know, this song, every time I hear it, it's just another one of those ones that just great to groove to and
makes you feel good.
Makes you feel good inside.
All right, here's Maggie May, Rod Stewart, KX93.5 Takeover. Okay, here's the Maggie May we said we were going to play, coming up right now.
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you. It's late September and I really should be back at school. I know I keep you amused, but I feel I'm being used. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. But you turned into a lover and mother. What a lover, you wore me out. All you did was wreck my bed, and in the morning kicked me in the head. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home, 'cause you didn't want to be alone. You stole my heart, I couldn't leave you if I tried.
Ah, yes. Mr. Rod Storks. Maggie May. Scott Sanchez is in the house from Firebrand Media trying to raise some money for his friendly radio station, nearby radio station. Scott, what
yes, sir.
Do people need to do to get some of that barbecue from you? Wrestle some of that meat away.
Well, I think, as I mentioned earlier, we are actually doing a giveaway tonight. So if we have four different prizes. We're giving away two racks of ribs, two pork shoulders, and a whole brisket. So if you're willing to donate, help support the station, we are willing to smoke up some yummy barbecue for you.
And so we're just going to have a random drawing of all the people that donate to you in this hour?
Yeah.
And if you're looking for how to donate, go on this website, kx935.com, and there's a whole area where you can go and for the KX Takeover, and donate money and make sure in the drop-down that you select Scott Sanchez as the show that you want to donate to, and you will be eligible for that huge amount of juicy red meat. It's not all red, is it? No, it's all red. Chicken, too,
there's
right?
There's chicken.
But you're giving away pork shoulder.
Chicken doesn't hold quite as well as the pork and the beef. So,
what's the secret to cooking a good brisket on the barbecue, isn't it?
You know what? The prep is critical, and the key to brisket is you have to let it cook until it's done. And that might sound silly, but it's a
slow cook.
It's a slow cook.
How long does it typically take?
You know what? There's a lot of different techniques to cooking brisket.
You don't have to give away your secret.
My secrets aren't, can be found on the web. But,
okay.
Low and slow is kind of the smoking barbecue mantra, but which a brisket might take somewhere between 12 and 20 hours, depending on what temps you're running. A lot of the competition teams are now switching to what they call a hot and fast method. And so we're running higher temps, and we're cooking brisket.
Because nobody wants to stand around 20 hours to judge a competition on brisket, right?
You know what? When you're up all night, which I typically start my fires about midnight, and I'm up throughout the night cooking until we turn our food in, it's a rough night.
Wow.
So when you can get up at 5 in the morning, and you can cook a brisket in 5 hours, that's a whole different deal.
So that whole stereotype of the backyard barbecuer, pounding beers with a big gut. I mean, this is an athletic event. This is for world-class athletes.
I would say my body type is not typical of what you see at most barbecue competitions.
Scott's a pretty fit guy. But, you tend to work it off.
Yeah, I try to just outrun the calories.
Nice.
Yeah.
The other way you can donate, folks, is to call the station right here on the request line, 949-715-5936. And we'll take your money right on the air, which is the preferred way to do it, because we want to thank you personally for your largesse for supporting the station. But you can go on the website as well. And it doesn't have to be in this particular moment. If you're driving, when you get home, log on to the website, kx935.com, and donate some money then on behalf of your friend Scott Sanchez. Scott, what are we going to listen to next? It looks like we have a little... America lined up.
Oh, yes. Love America.
Ventura Highway, classic.
Yes.
That's
can't go wrong.
Are we in the 70s now?
Yeah, I think so.
Anything happen in your life on Ventura Highway?
I think that, as I said when I got here, there's a story behind every song. I think the story is that I just like them and they make you feel good. They're good. That's a great song to listen to in the car.
Is it a good barbecue song?
They all are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. KX935.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say, this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air. In the air. Wishing on a falling star, waiting for the early train. Sorry, boy, but I've been hit by a purple rain. Oh, come on, Joe, you can always change your name. Thanks a lot, son, just the same. Venture a highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Oh, 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 oh. 'Cause the free wind is blowing.
race around your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air.
And that's America, Ventura Highway. Hi, everybody. KX93.5, KX Takeover happening live right now on the air with Scott Sanchez, Chief Technology Officer and publisher of Firebrand Media, publishers of your Laguna Beach Independent newspaper, weekly, comes out on Fridays, as well as Laguna Beach Magazine, which comes out monthly, and a host of other publications, including what's the newest one, Scott?
Pacific Coast Magazine.
Pacific Coast Magazine. Beautiful cover you had right there on Coast Highway at El Morro, I noticed, your inaugural issue. Quintessential California.
We actually had two covers. On that magazine, we're putting two covers on each edition. So there was actually an Endless Summer cover for some folks that were lucky enough to receive it.
Uh-huh.
And the next issue just came out, and it's also got two covers on it.
We have another caller here on KX. Hello, who's calling?
Hi, this is John from North Laguna.
John, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good.
Are you somebody that knows Scott Sanchez?
I know of his queuing.
Johnny O.
How's it going?
Good. How you doing, brother?
Good. Just called to make a little donation.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
How do we know John?
Oh, my gosh. We know John. We just have a bunch of mutual friends, and we're like-minded people. We like barbecue, and we like beer.
Doesn't take much with you guys, does it?
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
It's not a high level.
We do like golf.
There we go. Yeah. Well, John, how much are you going to bestow on us tonight?
I'm going to donate $50.
You are the man. Thank you so much.
That's awesome, John. Thank you.
And
you're welcome.
And we need to know how to get in touch with you, unless you want to just go ahead and do it online on the website.
I can get that.
You got that. Okay. We won't waste any precious airtime. But, John, how are things in North Laguna? Is it cold over there?
You know, it's pretty good, pretty fair. I would say maybe a degree or two warmer than South Laguna, if that.
That's why the real estate prices are so much higher there.
That's unfortunate for me, yes.
Yeah. How's Earth Cafe doing? Are they clogging up all the parking?
You know, not too bad. We're real happy with some of the other local establishments, too, with Reunion and
Yeah,
and
some great new restaurants, huh?
Yeah, we're just glad to see that area kind of thriving, you know, the Hawaiian down there. So
yep.
We're really happy with everything.
It's the renaissance of North Laguna. You guys need a new name. Like, what did they do for that South Laguna area, the shopping district? What do they call it?
Like the Hip District?
The Hip District, yeah.
I don't know if we
no
could
lag?
Beat that, but we could sure work on it.
No lag?
There you go.
I'll take it.
All right, John. Well, thank you for calling in. And you are in the running for some meat.
Some good red meat.
We're gonna have the cook-off of those names after the show. And hopefully you'll see some free meat coming your way.
Thanks, Johnny.
Sounds like a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Free meat coming your way. Thanks for calling,
perfect.
John.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. Look at that, man. They are just rolling in right now. You're crushing it.
That's how we do it.
That's how we do it. All right. Well, let's get back to some of your favorite music here. I see another kind of heavy rock band, Alice in Chains, man.
Yeah, that's another cool one. Such a great song.
Were you headbanging on this one?
For sure.
All right, this is Rooster.
The horns are out.
KX93.5.
Thank you.
Alice in Chains, KX93.5. Scott Sanchez, man, nice pick. That's a brooding, dark, but majestic orchestral song.
It's kind of like a brisket.
Good segue. We have somebody on the line right now calling in. Let's see who it is. Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Thank you for holding on. Who is this?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Michelle, a friend of Scott's?
Yes, longtime friend of Scott.
What's up, kid?
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Great song, by the way. I like that one.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for calling in, yeah. How do you guys know each other?
We've actually known each other for almost 10 years. We met when our boys played baseball together, when they were little.
So you're a local Lagoonan?
I actually live in Dana Point in Monarch Beach.
Well, we'll take your money, too. Because you probably drive through Laguna from time to time, and then you can listen to our wonderful station. Or you can stream it, right?
I spend a lot of time in Laguna.
Donating, right?
Donating, yes. I just did a lot of donating the other day with Mrs. Sanchez.
Oh, well, you sound very philanthropic, Michelle. We appreciate that. Sounds like you enjoy being in service and being charitable.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I guess we can call it that.
Yeah. Well, you're supporting this radio station could not function without people like you who are willing to donate some money, which leads me to the question: how much are you going to donate tonight, Michelle?
Oh, I'll donate $200.
What?
Rockstar.
Yeah.
There's the biggest donation yet for Scott. That is Rockstar right there.
Yes. You just.
Oh. And awesome.
I can't give you any pork or beef, but we'll figure out chicken. I'll make you some chicken.
Is she not a red meat eater?
Not so much.
I'm his annoying friend who only likes chicken and fish.
Yeah. That's
nothing
all right.
Wrong with that. You'll live a lot longer than his other friends.
Yeah. You win.
Yeah, right.
That's awesome, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. Upping the money. Everybody from the KX93.5 community thanks you as well. We couldn't do it without donators like you. So please support the station and come to some of our wonderful events. You know about Iron Butterfly coming in February, the band?
Oh. Okay.
Remember Inagata DeVita, the 30-minute drum solo?
Yes.
Changed my life. Be careful now. You're kind of identifying your age demographic here.
Oh, that's okay. I don't mind.
Good. Well, Michelle, thank you again. This is KX93.5, and we appreciate your time and calling in.
Okay, yeah, I'll log on to the website and make my donation right now.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michelle.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye, Scott.
Bye.
So, Scott, let's talk barbecue while we have a few minutes left here. We got about 10 minutes, and then we're going to play one more song on your playlist, I think. We might have time for two. But tell us some barbecue stories, because I don't think people are really familiar with this world.
So we actually, Mike and I, when we started out at the end of 2015, our goal was to try to win Rookie of the Year in California, and we really didn't know what that meant. But as we started out, we had some kind of early successes with some of the categories and not so good in other categories, usually mine. The brisket was kind of the stepchild of our performance. But through some hard work, we were able to get some great finishes. I think we had three top 10 finishes over the course of the year, and we finished first place Rookie of the Year.
And what do you win
California.
For that? When you said professional, is there money in this?
You know what? There's cash at every event. Usually somewhere between $20,000 and $50,000 is the prize money.
Where do they get that money from? Is it entry fees?
Entry fees, sponsors. Is there money in it? Do I make any money doing it? No.
Right.
Have we made some money? Yes, but it doesn't really cover your cost. It's a hobby.
Is there some sort of bragging rights that you get when you win? I mean, is there a blog, a website, or a national thing that people refer to see who the best barbecuers are?
There is a website called barbecuescores.com. It tracks all the teams across the country. At each individual competition, I guess the bragging rights would be that usually the top 10 in every division, which would be the four meat categories, get called up and they get paid cash. So they call that walking. So when you walk, that's a big deal among your barbecue peers. So we've walked several times this year. That's been a pretty big highlight for us. So
is it possible to cheat?
I guess you could. The only real way to cheat would be if you were trying to prep your meat before.
Right.
There are rules as far as how you deal with the trim of certain cuts of the meat. So typically nobody cheats and wins, I guess I should say.
Right. So what are the criteria by which the winners are judged? I imagine there's a few subsets of...
Yeah. So there's three main items you get judged on: taste, tenderness, and appearance. And they're weighted in that order. So taste is the most important, tenderness second, and appearance third.
So since taste is largely subjective, and you've got a panel of judges, I would imagine even the level of spice, of fire that you put into this thing is kind of a personal thing, right? I mean...
It is, but what we've learned from... you know, the other teams and people that have helped us out, is that what the judges are looking for is a balanced flavor. They're looking for nothing too extreme, nothing too sweet, nothing too spicy, nothing too savory, but they want all those flavors, all those profiles in that one bite they take, but they want it to not be dominated by any one of them. So you're trying to find this balance of when they get that one bite, that they get a little bit of sweet, a little bit of spicy,
and
a little
savory.
And
are you using your own grill, or do they all, everybody competes on the same Weber's, or how?
No, we have, I happen to use a Hunsicker Vortex drum, and Mike uses a Humphreys Battle Box, which is an upright smoker. So every team has their own smokers they use.
Got it.
A lot of guys are using drum smokers these days. And they're basically 55-gallon oil drums that have been modified into smokers.
Got it. So, and you have to transport your own to this event?
We do.
So you have a truck?
We have. Mike has been kind enough to haul my gear around since I drive a Prius.
That kind of doesn't square with me, seeing you with this prodigious amounts of meat, also driving a Prius. But you're clearly a complicated, multidimensional dude.
I have a competitive issue. So usually when I get involved in something, I try to do it 120%. And that doesn't really, if you saw how much barbecue I actually eat, which is not very small, not very much, I just try to cook it. I try to cook it right. I taste it and then I get rid of it.
Man, you're making me hungry. I know you mentioned off air that you went to the new meat butcher.
The butchery.
The butchery.
Yeah, we went to the butchery.
That's quality meat, isn't it?
That's amazing, yeah.
All grass-fed?
Actually, not necessarily grass-fed, but they really pride themselves on buying the best quality meats for the best flavors. And so, we got a tour of the place. It's phenomenal. I recommend anybody get in there and and get a sandwich and go get some steaks or specialty cuts that they have.
All right. Well, we got a few minutes here left in Scott Sanchez's hour here on the KX Takeover. And once again, is there anybody out there that wants to call in and donate on air? It's 949-715-5936. Otherwise, go on our website, kx935.com, and you can donate there. Oh, and Tyler Russell, you might have heard of him, program director, wants to compete for the brisket.
Yeah. What are we at? Pledge to win brisket.
Oh, it's not based on the dollar amount, but we could make one award if anybody donates over $200. Each of these prizes is worth about $100, right?
Yeah.
Of meat. So Michelle, a friend, donated $200. Uh-huh. So I would say that if you were willing to go to $250.
Steep price for brisket.
Well, wait a second. You've got how many prizes?
Four.
Okay. So I'd say we have enough. We would basically have a drawing, and if you're in there, your chances are pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
So program director and founder is donating $100. So you can win some brisket. How's that? I think his odds are pretty good.
I think he's very good.
But we're going to wait a little bit and check online and see if any other donations came that way that didn't identify themselves on the radio.
Sounds good.
Scott, we got one more song before we sign off, and I know you want to dedicate this to somebody.
This one's to Jill. Put on your dancing shoes and get ready to boogie.
And Jill is?
My wife.
There we go. Thank you, Scott Sanchez. Thank you, Firebrand Media. Thank you, everybody out there listening who's been able to donate time. And even if you donate, don't donate money. Thank you for your time and listening to this great station. Stick around. We got more KX Takeover coming right up.
Hey, DJ! Yes.